I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Mom.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Utes at 50 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, this is your Utes at 50 update on The Zone Sports Network. Utah head coach Cal Whittingham. The offense has been very, very, it's been coming on here now with Cam Risen running things. Here's what he has to say about the offense the first half of the season so far.
I think we're just starting to hit our stride. We sputtered in the first few games, first three or four games, but the last two or three we've started to, started to figure out who we are, who we got to get the ball to, and how we got to get them the ball. Tavion Thomas is starting to emerge as more of a run threat, which gives us more in the run game.
All right, this update brought to you by the Sonic Grilled Cheeseburger, buttery Texas toast, 100% pure seasoned beef layered with a melty American cheese. Make it a single or a double for unlimited time. Order online or on the Sonic app. Save 50%. The Sonic Grilled Cheeseburger.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Of course, this segment is brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online at LHMUsedCars.com. Scott, the NFL Roundup. I mean, we've got some NFL stories right here in front of us. Yeah, grab some Jazz gear if you're coming in. Grab that Jazz gear. Have something signed by Scott Mitchell. Might as well. I mean, you're here. Is that okay? I just tell people to come in and sign stuff. Are you one of those guys that makes people pay for an autograph?
Oh, they'll pay. All right. Yeah. Exactly what it is, we do not know, but they will. No. It's like, of course.
I like those guys. You got $75? I'll sign something for you. Come on, man.
I actually pay people to come in here to actually sign my autograph.
Scott buys gear for people.
If we're actually being, you know, candid about this, sure. Yeah.
Scott buys gear for people, then signs it for him. So it's
you know, it's called marketing.
Deal.
You know, promote yourself.
Scott, the interesting thing about how the NFL works, speaking of it being a business and a massive business, is that Deshaun Watson. This is a guy who we were wondering what his season was going to look like. He could be traded to Miami as early as this week. Of course, Miami, if you're in need of a quarterback, it kind of doesn't matter what your personal situation is. If the NFL will let you be traded and they will consider you active or let you go active, you can be traded and you can get this thing going. The question is, would he ever play anytime soon for the Miami Dolphins.
I used to say to people, I think Don Shula, all-time winningest coach in the NFL history, would sell his own mother if it meant him winning games. So, yeah, the NFL kind of is like, it's all about winning and, you know, all these challenging things happening to Deshaun Watson. Clearly, they're just allegations at this point.
Yes.
But, there's sure a lot of them, and it surely doesn't look good. Maybe he works through all of it. Maybe, you know, it finds its way. Maybe it's a good bet for the Miami Dolphins because he's a talent. I mean, Deshaun Watson's a heck of a football player. And if he can get over a lot of these issues and you want to hope that they aren't accurate and, you know, you want justice to be done and done right. But maybe it's worth a flyer for the Dolphins. I'm not a big Tua fan. I've never been a fan of his. I don't think he's that franchise player. So I'm not sure why that trade would even happen to begin with. But, you know, someone likes him and thinks a lot of him. So, yeah, maybe you go with a trade. I don't know.
Scott's on the record of saying, and I never really believed him because I thought, well, you know, hit and miss on the quarterbacks. It happens. People miss a lot on these kinds of things, but you've said from the beginning that Tua Tagovailoa's mechanics you've never liked. Is it because he went to the Dolphins? You don't like guys?
Oh no,
going
I don't
there
care.
And,
I don't. I could care less about that.
And betraying
it's
the,
just
the
my,
Dolphin
it's,
name.
It's my observation of who a person is. If you've ever listened to Bill Belichick, he goes one of the number one priorities that we like in a quarterback is his ability to deliver accurate passes. So if you have a throwing motion that's flawed and you get in pressure situations, it becomes dramatically flawed. And that flaw becomes a big issue, and you can't consistently make throws that you have to make in the NFL. You consistently have to be accurate. And if a guy does not have that those proper mechanics, forget about it. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And so, you know, that's the thing I've seen from Tua you know, you guys can work on it and then get better at it, but you know, I haven't seen it so far.
So Matt Wright, it's not a lot of times on the NFL Roundup we bring up a kicker story, but I wanted to bring this up less about the kicker himself.
I want to bring it up too.
And more about this process
because I dealt with this myself.
And that's what I was going to ask you. He came in. Matt Wright comes in, has a career day for the Jags, goes 4-for-4 on field goal, 7-for-7 on extra points. Well, that was last year as a fill-in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This week, he goes to London and he has a career game, and it was awesome. Great, awesome job. You're in London. They get their first win as a franchise, and then he put up on Twitter his actual like what the NFL's deal was. Good afternoon, Matthew. This is blank with the NFL. I have you set for a PED urine test today. Your test will be at 1 p.m. upstairs in a different location on the other side of the bathrooms near the grill or the cafe. Please bring your ID. Thanks. And I thought, wow, you get a text. After his career day, he gets a random PED urine test. Scott, how did this work when you're in the NFL? How did the quote-unquote random testing work?
That's normal.
You have a great game and they go,
No, let me see. It's not about a great game. It's about what position do you play.
Oh,
so the randomness is we have a pool of people we're going to randomly select that we know
from
are not,
this random pool
we know are not going to test positive
like kickers. Wait, so kickers, the NFL doesn't want people to test positive for PEDs? Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't. That's why. Okay, there's 18 regular or there's 16 regular season games. Mm. Do you know how many times that I was drug tested?
How many times?
Typically every year, at least 8 times.
Okay.
So that's half the games. So you're telling me that I randomly, as a quarterback, was selected half of the games through the season?
Because the quarterbacks are a position they know are not going to test positive for drugs?
And I mean, I told this to the tester
well, now,
at the
hold
time.
On. And what did he
and
say?
And he goes, oh, you'd be surprised. And I go, no, I wouldn't be surprised. I go, I'm trying to lose weight every week. I'm trying to get smaller, not bigger. And so it's – wide receivers, defensive backs, kickers, quarterbacks are the guys that get tested. I don't know that I ever saw an offense, a defensive lineman, a running back, a linebacker, a tight end ever get tested.
Okay, so those are the positions. Yes. All the skill guys minus the quarterbacks.
They steroids, performance enhancing drugs, and people are gonna be mad at me for saying this, and I don't really care about it because it's the truth. They have been around, and the mindset of people is like, I don't want to do this, but if I don't, I'm at a disadvantage.
Right. All right. Man, I haven't. I love that kind of insight to see what the testing was like, to see that they'll call you up and just go, hey, Scott, it's me.
I mean, it's funny, a kicker, but.
I know. Hey, Scott, it's me, Craig again. I want to give you that PED test. Could I meet you behind the cafe? That sounds a little weird. All right. We'll come back. Our 5 o'clock hour is right around the corner here on Unrivaled. It's our day number two on the Zone Sports Network, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We're going to be right back. That 5 o'clock hour is going to kick off. We've got so much more to talk about. We've got our What Are the Odds. We've got all sorts of things to get to. Stay right here with us. It is 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Cougars.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.